What if you could just start your car, tell it where you want to go, and sit back and relax until you get there? Well, Google and many automobile manufacturers are hard at work on self-driving robocars. Now lawmakers in Salem and Olympia are trying to figure out how to update the rules of the road to keep pace with the cars of the future. But automakers are flashing a stop sign saying it's too soon for new regulation. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports.
Self-driving vehicles raise all sorts of interesting questions about operator responsibility and safety. Like, what if I want to stretch out in the back seat for a nap and let the autopilot take me home?
Our legislation does require that there is a driver in the car that is sitting in the driver's seat.
So saith Oregon State Representative Sarah Gelzer. She's proposed a set of standards for self-driving cars.
The standards that we are proposing in this bill would require that there be an override feature on the car. So if there is a problem, that licensed driver that's required to be in the driver's seat could take control of the vehicle.
So that probably means I can't order my robotic car to come from home to get me.
Well, certainly not in this bill. You couldn't summon an empty car to come pick you up from an after-work party.
And who does the state trooper give a ticket to if the self-driving car breaks a traffic law?
One of the issues that we're wrestling with is the liability, which is different than who gets the ticket.
The driver will probably get the ticket, although the bill doesn't say that yet. Gelzer and several of her counterparts in Olympia say they want to get a legal framework in place so that Northwest drivers can be among the first to benefit from the new technology when it becomes available. But by moving now, legislators could be putting themselves on a collision course with major automakers.
Chair Cliburn, members of the committee, my name is Jessica Lang, and I am legal counsel for the Alliance.
That being the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, Lang testified earlier this month in Olympia that new state laws for what she calls autonomous vehicles are premature.
There's an open question as to whether autonomous vehicle legislation is needed at all, or if it's needed just yet.
Lang cautions that new regulation could inadvertently curb cutting-edge features. Some luxury cars already include stuff like parallel parking assist, adaptive cruise control, blind spot warning, and pedestrian detection. Here, Mercedes-Benz advertises active lane keeping assist.
There he goes. It brings you straight back on the straight and narrow, and you're back on the right side. And
the automaker's Jessica Lang says these kinds of gadgets could become the building blocks for future robocars.
And our approach has been one that encourages and supports this technology while not stifling the automated and conditionally autonomous technology that is here today.
Representatives from Google urged state lawmakers to defer to federal regulators. The tech giant has about a dozen self-driving test vehicles, which the company says have logged more than 400,000 miles without an accident. Project engineer Anthony Lewandowski briefed a House panel in Olympia via Skype from Silicon Valley. Lewandowski says Google has no plans to test self-driving cars in the Pacific Northwest until their reliability in snow and rain improves.
Our technology doesn't do great in the Washington weather, so we look forward to being able to test it there.
It's only good in California.
Right now, yes.
That laughing questioner is the chairwoman of the House Transportation Committee, Judy Cliburn. She promptly declared the push to set Washington state standards not cooked yet and parked it on the spot. Still, insurance lobbyist Mel Sorensen stepped to the mic to urge lawmakers to clarify now that human drivers are accountable and liable in case of an accident.
There are issues that need to be addressed early on in any discussion about autonomous vehicles that bear on insurance issues.
So how soon could a fully autonomous vehicle come to a showroom near you? That depends on who you ask. A common answer from industry insiders is sometime after 2020. I'm Tom Bonzi in Olympia.